T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's me on drums. 860-522-9842. We're going to talk to the head of the UConn College Republicans in a sec. Let me play one more rant line for us.
What's going on? Hey, I got a thing to do, something about this Governor Lamont, or DeMonte there. The Trump administration awarded Pfizer $2 billion for a vaccine. And our governor was down there yesterday afternoon taking full credit for it, when he's the one that said Trump administration did nothing for the state of Connecticut, and he didn't give 1 ounce of credit towards Trump for giving that contract to him. And I think that really ticks me off. And then he says he wants to be the first one in line to get the shot. Well, I'm kind of hoping it's a long needle and you got to drop your trousers to get that shot. Have a good day.
All right. There's a good rant line call. To be on the rant line, call anytime you like, 860-751-4698. We play them during the 5 o'clock hour, weekday afternoons. Glenn Prushinsky is the president of the UConn College Republicans. He joins us now on WTIC because we like talking to young people. We like talking to UConn people. We like talking to people getting into politics early in life. Glenn, welcome to WTIC.
Thanks, Todd. It's great to be on. Thank you for having me.
So what's what does it mean to be in the College Republicans? What do you guys do?
So first, I'm actually just the vice president, but that's all right.
Oh,
but,
I'm sorry. I got the wrong.
No,
oh, yeah. But are you? Yeah. Okay. We'll talk about that in a minute. Go ahead.
So I'm the vice president. I've been since May, and we're just one chapter of a national organization that has chapters on college campuses all across the country. And our goal is to bring the conservative message to an environment where we are seemingly in, you know, the minority. But we do this through encouraging open debate on campus by inviting speakers and hosting other events such as tables where anyone, you know, is just welcome to come up and engage in a conversation with us out on campus. And we also help Republican campaigns during the election season. So that's what our mission is.
Okay. So recently on campus, the president and vice president stepped down from student government positions,
yeah.
I understand. And mm-hmm. Can you tell us about that? Why did they say that they were leaving those positions?
So, yes, back in March, we held elections for student government, and Joshua Crow and Alex Osi were elected president and vice president, respectively. The two had recently just took office after the school year had ended back in May, but just a mere month later, both are out due to what they cited as the need for more diverse voices on student government. And I feel, well, this is speculation on my part, that I think they were pressured to resign after students came after them on social media and called for them to resign because a lot of students on campus didn't feel that student government was diverse enough, but it's important to note that these officers championed progressive causes based on what student government did in their short time there, and they would have caved to any demands activists made, so they were, you know, in supportive of the activists that are on campus. They weren't against them by any means.
So they must have just felt intimidated? Is that what you're thinking?
I do believe so, and I think it's just another example of that. You can never be safe from this mob of activists that are online. And a lot of people call this cancel culture. And just because you join their ranks doesn't mean that they'll look to destroy you too. So I just think that's another example of that, to be honest.
Well, it's scary. It, you know, no, you can't stop the bad things from happening if you don't stand up to the bad things. If you cave to pressure and leave a job you were elected to. I mean, these guys were elected. There was a statewide, I mean, a school-wide race for student government president and vice president, and they won. So what they're saying is they don't believe in democratic votes. They don't believe in democratic principles. They don't believe in elections. They think that the mob should rule.
Exactly. And if you look at a recent op-ed published in the Hartford Courant, I mean, I think that's what they want, because in that op-ed, it was published by a UConn student. They mentioned that they want to get rid of the Board of Trustees and establish a student-run board, I guess you could say, commission. But the problem is students don't vote really at UConn for these positions. I mean, if you look at turnout statistics for the student government elections, only about 5% of the campus actually votes. So it's not, I don't think these students represent the majority of what UConn feels like. So they want to get rid of, you know, these two board members on the student government. I mean, I can't imagine that, you know, their student commission would be open, you know, to any debate or other thoughts.
Well, I don't know if they're open to any thoughts on campus. You could tell us better about that. We're talking to Glenn Pruschinski. He's the vice president of the UConn College Republicans. Glenn, hold on 1 second. We'll wrap up with you in a minute. WTIC. So, Glenn Pruschinski, tell us what it's like being somebody who believes in the American system of government in a big university in Connecticut, where most kids are taught that the American system of government is a bad thing.
So, well, I think there is a certain stereotype that a lot of people have that every college student is a committed liberal Bernie Sanders supporter. But just from my own experiences, that's really just not the case. I think the majority of college students are apolitical, and most don't vote or pay close attention to current events. So a lot of them don't even really understand what's being taught, because, you know, we're not really paying attention to the political climate. We're more worried about.
Well,
you know,
yes. Well, we're not going to argue with you on that, Glenn. The concern is that these people all go to vote, and when they're asked what their opinion is, they have nowhere else to go based on what you said, but from what they've absorbed in the environment. Isn't that the exact problem?
Absolutely. And, well, that's also why the College Republicans exists. You know, we're there to bring conservative ideas for campus, and there's over 300 students on our email list, so there's still an appetite for those ideas on campus. So that's what our mission is. We just want to encourage, you know, debate and bring ideas that a lot of professors try to get rid of because they disagree with them. But, you know, that's what college is supposed to be about. It's supposed to be about being open to new ideas and encouraging debate and discussion. And that just isn't the case a lot of times.
So are you saying that it's a friendlier environment for you as a college Republican and somebody who's active in the college Republican organization, that at UConn you don't get treated as some kind of weirdo or outcast or something like that?
Well, no. In my experience there, I haven't experienced that necessarily. Well, because, like I said, I do think the vast majority of students on campus couldn't really don't really care less what your political opinions are. So most people just, you know, treat us as anyone else. And, you know, we're not all that. I mean, sometimes you are afraid to even speak out what your opinions are.
Well, so which is it? Which is it? Because that's what I was just thinking. So if you're at a party and you see someone you want to talk to and you go up and open with, hey, I'm the vice president of the College of Republicans, and you think that's going to facilitate some good connections?
I think it, maybe in like a setting like that it would, but I was thinking more in a classroom setting where you have a professor.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, in a more social setting, I don't think that would really be an issue, but in a classroom setting, it definitely could be, because professors sometimes do encourage, you know, people to shout out other ideas and try to shut down debate. But in a more social setting, I think most students are feeling different about that. That's just my experience.
Really? Wow. Okay, that's interesting. Thank you for clarifying. We've been misinformed, I think.
Yes, maybe.
Well, you know, I guess it's worse what you're describing, because the What you're saying is that the hostile environment might be where people should be receptive to the free exchange of ideas and not the social environment. It's fine if people want to raise their eyebrows at your politics socially, but really for a professor to encourage an environment where you might be shouted down for believing in the American system or government, I'm not thinking that's so great.
No, it's not. And well, I've been fairly lucky. I've had some great professors so far in my experience at UConn. I know some other kids who haven't had such great experiences and have had professors who encourage a climate like that. Mm-hmm. So it really is hit or miss. There are a lot of great professors out there that do truly believe in open discussion. And, you know, I'd probably say it may even be the majority, but the ones that, you know, do participate in that kind of climate, you know, they're very loud, they're vocal, and they sometimes misrepresent, you know, the actual environment on campus.
All right, Glenn, anything you want us to know besides what we discussed before you leave?
Well, UConn is back open this semester, so kids will be going back to class. So I know, I'm not sure, you know, there's the whole discussion of schools reopening. That is happening.
So but well, so far, right? I mean, how do you know?
Yeah, so
do you have a sense of confidence about that?
I do believe UConn will be open. Unfortunately, I don't have any classes in person, and I don't think many kids will be back on campus. From what I've seen, just the list of classes that are online, it looks like most classes are online or what they call distance learning, meaning that you have to mm-hmm. go on at a certain time and use a service like Zoom or WebEx, and you'll do a class remotely. But I think a lot of the more science-based classes where involve labs will be in person.
That's interesting. Like, so are you a liberal arts person?
Yeah, I'm a political science and economics major, so I don't really have a lot of classes that involve labs. So I'm going to be at home for the next semester, but I think that's what they will be doing. They'll try to get more of the classes that, you know, you kind of need to be in person to be able to do a lot of these labs. They'll try to get most of those in person. But the ones that can be done online, I think they're going to try to do online, it looks like.
Well, that doesn't sound so much like being open, but it's good that they're trying to push through in some way. Glenn Pershinsky, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. Have a good day.
Great to talk with you. Glenn, the vice president of the UConn College GOP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.